One Friday in mid-June many years ago, a girl leapt from her bed and went into her parents' room, then downstairs. In the living room, her family gathered so that she could open her presents. 13. It's a birthday of moment, the first teenage year, the beginning of becoming a woman and an adult. Perhaps as a suggestion of that becoming, she was given a brooch. Perhaps as a reflection of her role as the youngest, the child, she was given a jigsaw puzzle and some candy. But the present she liked best was given to her by her mother and father. It was a diary covered in red and white plaid cloth. She called it Kitty. On the first page she wrote, "I hope I shall be able to confide in you completely, as I have never been able to do in anyone before, and I hope that you will be a great support and comfort to me." It was 1942. By 1945, the girl would be dead of typhus, murdered really, and Kitty would be on her way to becoming a kind of literary living legend. The girl was Anne Frank, the daughter of Reformed Jews living in Amsterdam. Less than a month after that birthday, Anne took Kitty with her into hiding in an attic area used for storage atop her father's business offices. "The four of us were wrapped in so many layers of clothes, it looked as if we were going off to spend the night in a refrigerator," she wrote. "And all that just so we could take more clothes with us. No Jew in our situation would dare leave the house with a suitcase full of clothes." "It's so amazing," a girl once said to me when I was speaking at a middle school book fair, "that a 13-year-old girl was able to write a best-selling book." What sometimes gets lost in the many decades since her father first published Anne Frank's diary, in the millions upon millions of copies that is sold in dozens of languages, is that when she first began, Anne Frank wasn't writing a book. She was talking to herself. And she was talking to herself in a way that any of us can do too. She was finding solace in writing her life, her thoughts and feelings, day after day. Words to live by. Anne Frank was living through an extraordinary experience, an extraordinary time, an extraordinary horror. And to ground herself, she was committing everything to paper, much of it not particularly profound. The curtains at the windows, the cupboard to hide the door. She writes about how everyone thinks she is badly behaved, about how much she hates algebra and geometry. Eventually, she ran out of space in the birthday diary and continued in exercise books and accounting ledgers from the office below. In some ways, she sounds like a typical teenager, a mother who doesn't understand her, a boy she wants to be alone with. In others, surely not. The toilet that cannot be flushed for the entire day, the enforced silence to forestall the unexpected footsteps on the stairs, the sound of those footsteps evoking terror because of what the family Frank has heard is happening in the world outside the attic. But Anne's diary is also instructive about how writing, for anyone, for everyone, for you and for me, can normalize the abnormal and feed the spirit, whether during exceptional moments of history or just ordinary moments of everyday life. For those far along in the span of their lifetimes, writing offers an opportunity to look back, a message in a bottle that says, "This was life. This was how it was. This was who I was." For young people like Anne, it's a way of understanding yourself, hearing your own voice, puzzling out your identity.